Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for Professor Howard Zinn. Good morning.
Hello. Yeah, I'd like to refer to the earlier caller who, complained that you're un-American. That was too upset to really explain why. I think I agree with him. You do appear un-American to me. I'm sorry if that offends you, but the reason I think of people being that way is because this has been a very wide-range discussion, and a lot of topics have come up. You have consistently dismissed any viewpoint that could be considered favorable to the American perspective.
Thanks, Doc. Mr. Zinn, I'm glad that this caller went into greater detail about the reasons for me being considered un-American by the other caller. And I think it has to do with this. I mean, I can understand why I might think this. If you are consistently critical of the United States, as I have been, that is consistently critical of American policy, domestic policy and foreign policy, then it is assumed, you are anti-American because you've been critical of the government. And the point I want to make is that the government is not America. The government is carrying out or failing to carry out the charge that the American people have given it to take care of the interests of the American people. And so when you are critical of the government, you're not being critical of America. You're being critical of a specific group of people who carry out specific policies. I praise the United States government when it does things that I think are for the benefit of the people of the United States. I praise the government of the United States when it sets up the Social Security system, when it sets up a Medicare system, when it sets up the GI Bill of Rights, which I was a beneficiary of coming out of the Air Force, and then able to go to college and graduate school without paying any tuition. I would never have been able to do this without the GI Bill of Rights. The government can do wonderful things, but when the government does something else, when the government invades other countries, when the government takes the enormous wealth of this country and gives a lot of it to the richest 1% by tax breaks, and when it gives a huge amount of that wealth to the military-industrial complex and devotes so much of it to war, while so many of our people need healthcare and housing, other kinds of basic necessity, when the government does that, then it deserves to be criticized. And when you criticize it, you're not criticizing America. You're criticizing a government and its specific policies. You're criticizing a government and its specific policies.